KTW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app. The talk of
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. President Biden at the White House commenting on the possibility Israeli military forces could close in on the largest hospital in Gaza.
It is my hope and expectation that there will be less intrusive action relative to the hospital.
Israel says Hamas has placed command centers at those hospitals, hospital staff denying it. House Speaker Mike Johnson wants what he calls a laddered spending bill to keep the government from shutting down late Friday. It's a two-part deal where some spending runs out sooner than others. Senate Democratic and Republican leaders say they support it. Members of the Supreme Court agreeing to a code of conduct for the first time. It is about ethical standards, but it is voluntary with no enforcement. After his Trump business fraud trial testimony today, Donald Trump Jr. accused New York Attorney General Letitia James of going after and prosecuting political enemies. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. 96 people in Wisconsin died from domestic violence last year. That's the highest number in 22 years. Those numbers are from the group End Domestic Abuse Wisconsin. Some social workers tell the State Journal they're worried the situation will get worse with looming cuts to federal victim resource funding. There might be trouble ahead for efforts to keep the Brewers in Milwaukee. The state Senate votes tomorrow on an amended bill to pay for maintenance at American Family Field. But as of this morning, not enough senators support it to pass it. Democratic Minority Leader Melissa Agard.
We believe that we can improve upon the bill, and we're going to continue doing everything that we can to make sure that the state of Wisconsin is getting the best deal possible.
Agard on Upfront on WISN-TV. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For the talk of Green Bay, WGBW News, I'm Pete Schwabe.
The Green Bay Public School District might be looking at an extra spring break thanks to the NFL draft. The district is considering starting a week early in August of 2025 so kids can have off the week of the NFL draft. The issue will be one of the topics discussed at tonight's school board meeting. The district will have to apply for a waiver from the Department of Public Instruction. Wisconsin law does not permit schools to start prior to September 1st. The NFL draft will be held in Green Bay April 24th through the 26th in 2025. Police are investigating a late-night gunshot that was heard in Appleton over the weekend. Appleton officers patrolling on foot heard a disturbance and responded near the 100 block of South Walnut Street. While they were breaking up the crowd, they heard a gunshot nearby. Authorities searched the area but couldn't find the suspect. They did, however, find a shell casing. No one was injured, but police are asking any witnesses to come forward. And that's what you need to know. I'm Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
Earl Ingram.
If all the other things globally aren't enough to give us pause, healthcare premiums rose 8% this year. And so corporations are starting to feel the strain of offering health care to their employees, and more of them are abdicating that. What are people to do?
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Basketball tonight in Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Milwaukee Bucks and Chicago Bulls at 5-serve form. The Bucks are 5-4, the Bulls 4-6. Milwaukee coming off back-to-back losses on the road to the Pacers and the Magic over the weekend. Marquette's basketball team goes up a notch, now ranked 4th in the nation. They'll be on the road tomorrow night to take on number 23-ranked Illinois. College football head coach Luke Fickell upset with what he describes as a complete breakdown of the Badgers football team after losing to Northwestern at Camp Randall 24-10. The Wildcats continue their search for a new head coach, and one of the candidates they have in mind is former Badgers coach Paul Christ. Baseball, at a press conference in Chicago, Craig Counsell introduced as the new manager of the Cubs. Counsell says he didn't realize how upset Brewers fans would be.
I underestimated that reaction for sure. Miscalculation on my part for sure.
That's Cubs manager Craig Counsell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows level off around 31 tonight under mainly clear skies. Southwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, highs level off around 57. Overcast skies tomorrow night. Lows around 44. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 49.
Earl Ingram.
Clearly, at this point, what is going on in Congress and the importance of the Speaker, that's always been a high-profile position, Sandy. Why can't we get that fixed?
The problem really comes down to the problem we have within the parties. Not only are we highly polarized between parties, but we seem to be highly polarized within party as well.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW. Okay.
Got a gun from a gangster. Run, little girl, bang, hustle.
Happy Monday, Wisconsin, and welcome to the Maggie Dawn Show with a distinct lack of Maggie Dawn once more. But fear not, worry not, it's me, producer Anya, about to hit you with not one, not two, I think three, yes, three, live shows by me this week. Welcome to the Oops All Anya week. We're going to be touching on a variety of different things. I want to open, first of all, with the fact that I woke up this morning, opened my phone, and began doom scrolling like I do just about every day now. And I'm used to seeing some really distasteful, really upsetting, really ugly images coming out of the news every day. But I wasn't ready to see Craig Counsell in Cub stripes, I guess. I thought I would be. I didn't think I'd be mad. He didn't think we'd be mad. But I guess we're all learning about ourselves today. Huh? Seeing Craig Counsell in a Cubs uniform, I realized, is kind of like seeing your ex dressed up for her wedding day. It's like, I know you're not happy with him. I know we had our fights, but come home. You don't have to settle for this. Come on, let's think through our choices. Other than that, I opened my phone up this morning, got some recommended news articles, and one title really caught my eye. It had just about everything in it that I look for in a good headline. It was shocking, it was abrasive, and it had to do with a great number of topics that I care about. I'm going to read to you. This is what I saw again early in the morning. What am I going to talk about tonight? This headline slaps me in the face. It says, after a Wisconsin-based contractor had illegally hired at least 102 teenagers aged 13 to 17 to clean some of the nation's most profitable industrial meatpacking plants, one middle school child at the center of the story has, quote, watched her whole life unravel. You tell me what that headline doesn't have, right? Let's start from the top. After a Wisconsin-based contractor had had illegally hired at least 102 teenagers. Okay, hold up. What Wisconsin contractor was hiring that many teenagers? And for what? That was my first question. That they were hired, this is the next part of that sentence, to clean some of the nation's most profitable, we're going to note that word, we're going to come back to that in a little bit, the nation's most profitable industrial meatpacking plants. That's that part. The headline ends with one middle school child at the center. says she has watched her whole life unravel. So I want to take you through the research I did today, the learning that I did today, to unravel just how dark and nefarious each element of that headline was. So let's back up. Coming from the U.S. Department of Labor, more than 100 children illegally employed in hazardous jobs, federal investigation finds. Food sanitation contractor pays $1.5 million in penalties. We're going to do a lot of math on the radio today. I know we're not supposed to. I know whenever Maggie does it, I say, no, Maggie. Maggie, no, don't try to do math on the radio. That's a good way to end up with a lot of dead air. But I just have to walk you through some of these numbers. And again, I want to hear from you. What is your knee-jerk reaction to that headline? Give me a call, 844-967-2789, or better yet, or equally as good, I should say, shoot me a text on our text line. All you need is the Civic Media app. And from there, you can send me your message and your thoughts on, again, 100-some teenagers being hired. Let me walk you through what the U.S. Department of Labor found. All of this that I'm about to read from you is coming from DOL.gov. The headline is just as I told you, more than 100 children illegally employed. Keeler, Wisconsin. It's always so embarrassing that I only see Wisconsin in the national headlines when it's something embarrassing, when it's something that we should be ashamed of. It would be sick if one day I woke up and it was like, Wisconsin voted number one coolest place to just hang out with a buddy. I'd be like, great. Yeah, I agree, man. But no, it always has to be something like this. Opening of this story, one of the nation's largest food safety sanitation services providers has been forced to pay $1.5 million in civil money penalties after the U.S. Department of Labor's Wage and Hour Division found the company employed at least 102 children ranging from 13 to 17 years of age in hazardous occupations and had them working overnight shifts in 13 meat processing facilities in 8 different states. Across the Civic Media radio network this week, you're going to hear a lot of different people talk about childcare. I spoke a little bit about childcare last week when I walked you through the various jobs I had in my time teaching. I went from being a tutor, or really from being a babysitter to a tutor into being a teacher, and now I'm in radio for some reason, right? But of all those jobs that I had where I did reference at times I felt unsafe at those jobs, I quit a cafe job because I got burned of these sorts of things. I was never working in a job where there was outright just equipment that could hurt me. I want to read to you what these children, again, 13 to 17, what their job overnight was to handle. The employer's payment of civil money penalties is the result of the division's investigation of Packer Sanitation Services, Inc., LTD, based in Keeler, Wisconsin. The division found, this is the Division of Labor, the division found that children were working with hazardous chemicals and cleaning meat processing equipment, including back saws, brisket saws, and something called a head splitter. Because that's what we want, right, folks? We want our middle schoolers, we want our high schoolers, when they get done with school, if they are even going to school, let's open that conversation up. When they're done learning long division and what happened during the Civil War, they can go use their nimble little hands to go clean the cow brain chunks out of the piece of equipment that's known in the industry as a head splitter. This isn't like in film where we sometimes refer to a windsock as a dead cat. I'll let you know, a windsock, it does just look like a big poof of fur, so I understand where the name came from. But, you know, we don't use that name in professional business. I wouldn't walk into a video store and say, excuse me, could I please buy 7 dead cats? I would get thrown out. But that's the name of it. It's a head splitter. That's the industry name for it. Yeah, let's have a bunch of teenagers, 13, 14, 15-year-olds, get their hands in there to clean that, right? Let's also talk about the payment. So the Division of Labor, sorry, the Department of labor, different term, found that at the following processors, George's Inc., Tyson Foods, JBS Foods, Maple Leaf Farms, Cargill Inc., Turkey Valley Farms, Buckhead Meat of Minnesota, and Gibbon Packaging. Oh, and one more, Greater Omaha Packaging Co. Inc. At all of these places, they were finding at least one or two kids. Some of them, for example, Cargill Inc. in Dodge City, Kansas, had 26 minors on their payroll. JBS Foods, which is on this list a couple times, but their plant just in Grand Island had 27 minors. 27 kids. That's a classroom, folks. That's a classroom's worth of kids in that community working at night to clean meat, flesh, blood, viscera out of machines. Machines that use high power and razor sharp blades to cut through carcasses. Now, what do you think it'll do to a 13-year-old? Quick work is what it will make of that 13-year-old. Let's be very clear. But the payment, right, it breaks down here. For example, George's Inc., they found in Batesville, Arkansas, they found four minors. So they were paid out $60,552. So I looked at that before coming on air, and I thought, well, that's divided by four, something, something. Okay, right. Remember how that number was 1.5 million? And how there were 102 minors that they had found that had been affected at this point in the investigation? Yeah, 15 grand. That's the price. Now, don't let it sound like I'm turning my nose up at 15 grand. 15 grand for nothing is a lot of money. 15 grand is a lottery winning. 15 grand from a slot machine. 15 grand as a holiday bonus. These are fantastic ideas if anyone's looking for something for me for the upcoming holiday season. But 15 grand, I'm sorry, is nothing when we remember that the plants these children were found working at are, quote, some of the most profitable. The most profitable, not the biggest necessarily, not the bloodiest, though what I'm about to read to you, you might think, what could possibly be bloodier than this? Not the most in demand, not the most ethical, but the most profitable farms is where we were finding this particular use of child labor. And of course, it stems back to Wisconsin. Of course, blights like this nationwide have to come home to roost right here on the face of our beautiful state. We're going to talk more about this after these brief messages. Taking you to the break is Chinchilla's Little Girl Gone.
Got a gun from a gangster. Run, little girl, run, little girl, bang, ha. Say that again, I didn't quite hear ya. Messed with the wrong, in the wrong era. I've been a walk and I got my badge of honor. Honey, I've changed so much since I last saw ya. Hands up my head, health every day. You ding, ding, hope my earrings for my debut. Cause I pack a box, backed into a corner. Come at me, don't tell me I didn't warn ya.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Did you know there are some secrets behind the long-running popular Trans-Siberian Orchestra concert?
Organized chaos.
That's my favorite kind of show.
That's the best show ever.
Al Petrelli is the music director, guitarist, and an original member of Trans-Siberian Orchestra. TSO kicks off its winter tour in Green Bay November 15th.
That not only is there two shows in Green Bay on November the 15th, there's a show in Council Bluffs, Iowa on the 15th.
But that's not all. In 46 days, TSO has 104 shows.
This thing grew up. It opened its eyes 28 years ago. It has grown up and broken every rule.
Breaking rules by taking two TSO bands on the road to perform in two cities almost every night. The tour ends in Milwaukee, 62 cities after Green Bay. One other secret, every stop includes a portion of the ticket sales given back to local charities. Learn more at trans-siberian.com. I'm Terry Barr.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
Looking out a dirty old window, outside the cars in the city go rushing by. I sit here alone and I wonder why.
I don't wonder why. I just wonder if you're still listening to this, The Maggie Dawn Show, with me, producer Anya, back at it again for an Oops All Anya week. Basically every day this week, including tomorrow, which is going to be a little different. I'll get to that in a second. Every day, you're going to hear mostly from me, because Maggie is busy. She's a busy woman. And me, I have nothing to do but talk to you guys. It's my favorite thing to do. Before we went to the break, we were talking about the discovery by the U.S. Department of Labor that a Wisconsin-based company, Packers Sanitation, let me get the name of this right. Let me read it actually off of here. Packers Sanitation Services, Inc., based in Keeler, Wisconsin, had hired 102 minors, children aged 13 to 17, to work in highly dangerous work with highly corrosive chemicals as well as extremely dangerous equipment, things referred to by names like Beck saws, brisket saws, and head splitters, tools used in the profession of animal slaughter and breaking down those carcasses into portions of meat. All of this, right? Hard work, heavy work, important work, but surely not work that children should be taking on. Let's come back to what brought me to this story. I read to you the headline that referenced that in the wake of this horrible use of child labor, this great transgression against the rights of the children of this country, that one particular middle school child who was one of the employees of this company was, quote, watching her life fall apart. Let's talk about what that means. So this is coming from the South Bend Tribune. This is where I found this article. I find it interesting is all I'm going to say. I find it interesting that such hard-hitting journalism, what I'm about to read to you about what's happening in Wisconsin and what Wisconsin companies are, empowering. Allowing to have happen, enabling, there it is, that's the word I wanted, the types of labor violations Wisconsin companies are enabling, then why is the good journalism about it coming out of South Bend, Indiana? That's not part of Wisconsin, the last time I checked. So here with some of my own Wisconsin journalism, it's me, Anya. Let me read to you from this It Takes Guts to Fix Our Abusive Illegal Ag Labor System by Alan Gubert is how I believe you say his last name. He talks about, in this article, this young girl. She's in middle school. She's 13. She got a job through Packers Sanitation Services, Inc. It's not any of our business why she got the job or if she needed it. What matters is that this company engaged in the highly illegal practice of allowing minors to work for them. If you want to turn that narrative around on her, too bad, so sad, that's not what this hour is for. Quote, since a March 3rd Washington Post account revealed, she has watched her life unravel. First, she obviously got fired from her job as a meat packing station cleaner. And you may think, well, that's good. We don't want kids in these jobs. And of course, we don't want kids in these jobs. But firing a child does not remove the issues that caused her to need a job in the first place. If we are talking about, and this article doesn't go into this, but if we are talking about a child who's coming from a very impoverished background, being fired from the worst job you've ever had is still the worst thing to have happen to you. It doesn't matter how dangerous, how bloody, how gross, how much it ruined your life. If you needed that job, you needed that job. So first of all, and this is a quote, first she lost the job that burned and blistered her skin, but paid her $19 an hour. One day, we will be able to have a really frank conversation about the ways in which we still put price tags on human life, including the $15,000 figure that was put atop each of the heads of each of the miners discovered in this program. But $19 an hour to leave middle school, to go work overnight, to clean blood and guts off of floors, walls, yourself eventually, right? Put that in mind. She's also, as it says, burned and blistered. This was not a safe working environment, nor were these kids ever really properly trained. But then this happens. Then the county judge sent her stepfather to jail because he drove her to work each night. And that's a violation of child labor laws. Huh, that's interesting. Hey, state, where was he driving her? You want to talk about, oh, let's throw the stepdad in jail because he drove her to a job she wasn't supposed to have. Hey, state. Hey, bud. Hey, friend. Hey, pal. Let's get our heads screwed on straight here. It's not the stepfather's fault. This is ridiculous. And I want to remind you, it was only, and I say only in the context of talking about businesses of the scale we are discussing here, they were only asked to pay $1.5 million, 15 grand and some change per kid. But let's throw the stepfather in jail. Additionally, her mother also faces jail time for securing the papers that got the child the job in the first place. Now, again, you want to talk about a company, let's hire some kids, but let's also nab the parents who had the kids, right? That's more important. Meanwhile, PSSI, the company that hired her and other children, quote, has faced no criminal charges, despite evidence that it failed to take basic steps to verify the age of its young employees. It did, however, quote, quickly resolve any charges it faced by paying its $1.5 million. Yeah. Why was it so easily able to pay that $1.5 million? Oh, that's because PSSI, there we go, the contractor, JBS, the plant owner, and Blackstone, the $100 billion private equity fund that owns it, all denied hiring underage workers. I'm going to read that to you one more time before we go to break. The people who own this company are valued at $100 billion. But let's pay our child slaves, sorry, our child laborers, $19 an hour to burn their skin. Let's pay them $15,000 a pop when we're found out. And let's talk about how quickly we were able to sign that check off. Yeah, it's not hard when $1.5 million is pocket change to you. And when $1.5 million is pocket change to you, Blackstone, a $100 billion with a B as in boy company. If that's pocket change, then why were you hiring kids in the first place? It sounds to me like you could afford the very best in head splitter cleaning services. Sounds to me like actually you didn't need kids at all. It's almost like you were taking advantage of them. Couldn't be. This is the Muffs, Kids in America.
Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Leaders with the universities of Wisconsin are urging lawmakers to release $32 million. They released a plan last week to bolster degree programs to prepare graduates for key jobs in the Wisconsin workforce, but Republicans still want cuts to diversity offices. UW System President Jay Rothman says a deal's a deal.
We're taking the legislature at their word. They said this was focused on workforce development, and I think everyone in the state of Wisconsin can look at this and say, this is good for our state.
That's Rothman on Capital City Sunday on Channel 27 in Madison. A former Milwaukee police officer is acquitted of homicide charges. A Milwaukee jury on Friday found former officer Michael Mattioli not guilty in the 2020 death of Joel Acevedo. Mattioli says he was acting in self-defense. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW 97.9, the talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. The Green Bay Area Public School District Board meets tonight to discuss the construction of a new elementary school on the west side. The district is mulling a $150 million referendum for next April, which would include construction on the new school. An increase in school security is also part of the package. You can see more and give your opinion by taking a survey on the school district website before November 22nd. It's never too early to make holiday plans, or weekend plans for that matter. The National Railroad Museum is about to launch its Festival of Trees, which starts Thursday, November 16th, and runs through December 31st. Festival of Trees adds holiday charm to an already fascinating museum visit, and it does not cost anything extra. And just a side note, if you are planning on bringing the kids to the Polar Express train ride, which starts this weekend, the museum wants you to know the event is already sold out for this year. And that's what you need to know. I'm Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
And the other fact that can now be confirmed. Reliable source, Mrs. Crudy. Derek Van Orden's staff will offer you a beer, Miller Lights, at least they're not Bud Light, at 10:30 in the morning. DC time on a Thursday.
DC, tell us, 9:30 Central, Crudy, that's pretty early.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Basketball tonight in Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Milwaukee Bucks and Chicago Bulls at 5-serve form. The Bucks are 5-4, the Bulls 4-6. Milwaukee coming off back-to-back losses on the road to the Pacers and the Magic over the weekend. Marquette's basketball team goes up a notch, now ranked 4th in the nation. They'll be on the road tomorrow night to take on number 23-ranked Illinois. College football head coach Luke Fickell upset with what he describes as a complete breakdown of the Badgers football team after losing to Northwestern at Camp Randall 24-10. The Wildcats continue their search for a new head coach, and one of the candidates they have in mind is former Badgers coach Paul Christ. Baseball, at a press conference in Chicago, Craig Counsell introduced as the new manager of the Cubs. Counsell says he didn't realize how upset Brewers fans would be.
I underestimated that reaction for sure. Miscalculation on my part for sure.
That's Cubs manager Craig Counsell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Weather brought to you by Bug Tussle. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Bug Tussle, we're out there.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows level off around 31 tonight under mainly clear skies. Southwest winds, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, highs level off around 57. Overcast skies. Tomorrow night, lows around 44. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 45.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than Bug Tussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, Bug Tussle has you covered. Bug Tussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit bugtussle.com to get started. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
From I-43 to I-41.
This is the talk of Green Bay.
1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.